It's Thursday, May 28th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. South America has now become a new epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Brazil now has the second most cases of COVID-19, only behind the United States, and President Bolsonaro is still refusing to impose strict measures to curb the spread. Other countries like Peru and Chile are also facing increased numbers. Alex Ward, reporter at Vox and co-host of the Worldly podcast, joins us for how South America's numbers are going up. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Happy to be here.
Wanted to talk about where the current coronavirus epicenter seems to be. Obviously, the United States has the most cases in the world, but South America is quickly rising with the number of cases they have. Brazil, as a matter of fact, is number two in the world with the largest number of confirmed cases currently. And there's what happened in China, what happened in America. Everybody suspects that it's actually worse than it is because lack of testing, the healthcare systems are being overloaded. So, Alex, tell us a little bit about how South America has become this new coronavirus epicenter.
Well, the story somewhat begins and ends with Brazil. Their president, Jair Bolsonaro, has refused to take on the crisis, calling it a little flu, himself going outside and hanging out with supporters who are protesting lockdowns and promoting hydroxychloroquine as some sort of cure for the disease, although there's no evidence to support that. And in fact, there's a lot to say that it could be dangerous. So while some regional leaders, governors, et cetera, are trying to fight the disease, that's just not happening, in part because the president is unwilling to put the nation's resources behind solving it. So most of South America's cases are in Brazil, which is part of the reason, if not the reason, why South America has just exploded and having the WHO even say it is now one of the world's epicenters. That said, there are other cases happening elsewhere, but when we're really talking about South America's growth as a coronavirus hotspot, it really is because of Brazil.
Peru and Chile are other big countries in South America that are starting to see a lot of cases. But let's focus on Brazil a little bit more first. Have they implemented any type of social distancing measures nationwide? Or is it a lot of this stuff just being done on the state and local level?
It's really mostly done at the state and local level. I mean, Bolsonaro himself is not really willing to do a national program, let's say. Part of the political crisis that he has started in Brazil is that governors and mayors want to impose lockdowns, and they are imposing lockdowns in some of the biggest places in the country, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, but Bolsonaro doesn't want to do that. So this is leading him to fight with his own political leaders, some of which are in his own party. And for some, and these are experts saying this, there are some experts claiming that Bolsonaro is doing this in part to claim more political power for himself, that he's trying to use the coronavirus to gain more influence in the executive, to minimize the power of other leaders. And that seems to be backfiring because hundreds of thousands are getting infected, tens of thousands are dying, and it's just no end in sight for that crisis.
As this virus has moved throughout the world, we've had different epicenters at different times. Obviously, Italy was one of the hardest hit. And you would just think that some of these other countries would have taken some clues from how they operated. Obviously, the United States tried to do that. Testing was one of our big failures early on. So, you know, you have to kind of learn as you go. And some of these countries just haven't been able to do that. I know there's different cases all over the place. In particular, some of these South American countries are very poor and they're very food poor. There's not enough to go around. So Brazil, Peru, Chile, a lot of people are having to break their quarantines or get out into the public markets, crowded public markets, because they need to buy food.
I think it's undoubtedly true that lockdowns and testing and tracing, you know, these are the things that are prescribed and are the best practices you have. But the more you're looking at cases in South America and even parts of Africa, what we're finding is that lockdowns are kind of a rich nation's game. It's really hard for countries that have a high levels of poverty, high levels of people in the informal sector. These are folks that really aren't on tax rolls. They are musicians or artists or street chefs or whatever it may be. These kinds of folks aren't able to purchase food and store it for long periods of time. They need to go outside for work. They need to go outside to get food to consume day of. And you are seeing example after example in places like Peru and Chile, wherever it could be. I mean, heartbreaking testimony from people where they're saying, I basically have to choose between social distancing or getting food for my family. And some have even said explicitly, like, if I go outside, getting the coronavirus is a possibility, But if I don't go outside and get food, starving is a certainty. And so this is the kind of choice now that people have to make in areas like South America. And it's part of the reason why social distancing and lockdowns and all these other kinds of measures, which have worked with varying degrees of success elsewhere, are just not really working in that part of the world.
Interesting statistic from the 2017 census out of Peru. 49% of Peruvian homes don't own a freezer, basically. So you mentioned people having to go out and have to purchase day of food. They have to get their food every day at these local markets. And yeah, they're braving the large crowds to do so in that case. What do we know about the healthcare systems in the South American countries? Because obviously that is one of the big things, getting overloaded, too many patients, not enough support to go around there. What do we know about their healthcare systems?
It differs depending on the country, but by and large, it's just not great. You know, there aren't that many ICU beds. Testing and tracing capabilities are minimal. The amount of doctors available for patients are low. And, you know, there are tons of people, as we were saying, poverty is quite widespread in South America. It's hard for people to pay for services. And so there's great inequality in terms of hospitals or medical centers in impoverished areas as they are, while there are some better ones in more urban centers and in richer areas. And so this is part of the other problem, is that as more people get sick, the ability for people to go get care is just going to be really hard, or even good care is going to be hard. And the other issue here is that South America is now entering its winter. Right here in the United States, we are heading into summer, but the Southern Hemisphere is heading into winter, and that gets to flu season. And this adds to the bunch of problems that the region already has with certain diseases like dengue, chikungunya, et cetera. You add flu, and then, of course, the coronavirus. It's only going to overwhelm already taxed and underfunded and under-resourced medical centers down the line. It just is not looking like a good situation, to the point that I have experts telling me they're expecting a major collapse of South America's healthcare systems over the next few months.
I mean, obviously, we wish them the best and they can get a handle on it. But as you mentioned, some of the experts are saying it looks pretty bad. And I'm assuming they're going to start looking for help from other countries as well. So we'll have to see how it pans out there as the virus just continues to make its way throughout the world. Alex Ward, reporter at Vox and co-host of the Worldly podcast, thank you very much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.